Welcome to Pathways, or a little glimpse of it.
Yeah, just a taste today.
Today we're pulling together highlights, little sparks, if you will, from 10 different deep dives.
Into the journeys of individuals who've, you know, navigated the fascinating world of STEM.
Think of it as a quick taste of the wonderfully diverse routes people take.
And some of the surprising connections they make along the way, it really highlights that there isn't, like, one single road into STEM.
No, definitely not.
What ignites that initial curiosity can be so varied.
Absolutely. And how individuals then nurture that interest, find their specific niche.
Mm.
It's quite remarkable.
It really is.
So let's start with Adam. Now at Stanford, his story really brings home the idea of early influences, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up with software in the family, it seemed to just normalize it for him.
Made it less daunting, maybe.
I think so. And he also found Coder Dojo crucial.
Right, for getting those hands-on skills early on.
Exactly. And the confidence he gained, you know, through competitions and presenting.
That clearly stuck with him.
Yeah. And what's interesting with Adam is how those early experiences, they weren't just about the technical stuff.
Uh-huh.
His time at the Trinity Walton Club, for example, really emphasized teamwork and, crucially, public speaking.
Oh, okay. Important skills.
Hugely.
Yeah.
He even talks about developing what's called an iterative design thinking mindset there.
Iterative design thinking.
Yeah, essentially a way of constantly refining and improving ideas, you know, through testing and feedback.
And that's a skill he now uses.
Get this, even to improve his professor's materials at Stanford.
Wow, that's quite something.
It is.
And it shows how those foundational skills, they go beyond just the specific subject.
Totally.
He also minored in international relations alongside computer science.
Which highlights the value he saw in that broader perspective.
Yeah, though he does raise an important point about, well, declining writing skills he's observed.
Hmm, that's interesting.
It makes you wonder about the implications, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a field that still needs clear communication.
That's a great point. We often think of STEM as purely technical, but being able to articulate complex ideas clearly.
Both writing and speaking.
Absolutely essential for collaboration, for progress.
Okay. Next, we have Alex. His path was sparked by, well, no less than Stephen Hawking.
Wow. That's quite a spark.
Right. That initial fascination led him to explore cosmology through essays and eventually to move from France to Ireland.
And interestingly, he initially joined the Trinity Walton Club more as a way to connect socially after moving.
Ah, okay. So community was key there.
Alex's story really underscores that, how the social and community aspects of STEM can be just as vital as the academic ones.
Especially when you're navigating a new place.
Exactly. Those friendships he forged at the club, they provided a real sense of belonging.
And that passion, sparked by those big cosmic questions.
Has now led him to Cambridge. He's doing fascinating research into the very theoretical realm of magnetic monopoles.
Magnetic monopoles.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds intriguing. Can you break that down a bit? What makes that so compelling?
Well, the basic idea is we know magnets have two poles, right? North and south, always together.
Sure.
A magnetic monopole, if it exists, would be a fundamental particle with just one magnetic pole. Like, only a north or only a south.
Okay, and finding one would?
It could basically revolutionize our understanding of electromagnetism, maybe even the fundamental forces of nature. It's deep stuff.
Requires serious math, I imagine.
Oh, deep mathematical rigor. But it's driven by this really fundamental curiosity about how the universe works.
Fascinating. Okay, moving on to Anna. Her journey took a bit of a turn after starting in computer and electronic engineering.
Yeah, she found herself drawn towards teaching and moved to London.
And her time as a teaching assistant and then lead educator at the Trinity Walton Club. That became really transformative for her.
Yeah, particularly for building her confidence in public speaking, it seems.
Mm.
And what's fascinating with Anna is how teaching actually seemed to solidify her own understanding of STEM concepts.
That makes sense. You have to really know it to explain it well.
Exactly. And she has this wonderful story using a song to teach her first year science class, The Order of the Planets.
A song? How did that go?
Apparently a 100% success rate.
That's fantastic. It really highlights the power of, you know, creative approaches in STEM education.
Absolutely. It shows that understanding something deeply lets you explain it in these innovative ways.
She also participated in the Unitech program, didn't she? Studying in Milan, interning in Munich.
Right. And it sounds like that global experience added a whole other dimension to her career.
An unexpected value, maybe.
Definitely. Often we focus just on the core technical skills, but building that global network, It provides invaluable opportunities
for collaboration, different perspectives,
understanding different approaches to problem solving within STEM.
Yeah. Now, let's look at Breno's journey, moving from Brazil to Ireland, facing a new language. That must have been a significant hurdle.
Oh, absolutely. But he found an early connection and confidence, actually, through mathematics.
Ah, the universal language.
Kind of, yeah. It acted as a bridge when other communication was challenging.
And his introduction to the Trinity Walton Club, which was then new.
Came via a science teacher, even though he was initially nervous, apparently.
But it opened up some pivotal experiences for him.
Yeah, like building sumo wrestling robots, which sounds like fun.
Definitely.
But what's particularly interesting is an inspiring talk he heard there on nanoscience.
Which actually foreshadowed his future academic path.
Exactly.
He went on to study nanoscience in undergrad and is now doing a PhD in bionanoscience.
It really underscores the development of that initial spark, that curiosity.
And he even experienced undergraduate burnout, took a break, and then found renewed passion.
Which is such an important reminder, isn't it? These journeys, they aren't always straight lines.
Not at all.
STEM fields can be incredibly demanding. Recognizing burnout, allowing for rest, reevaluation.
Mm-hmm.
It's vital for long-term engagement.
And his renewed passion really speaks to the strength of that initial interest in nanoscience.
Absolutely.
Okay, next we have Kawaim He. She offers a unique long-term perspective, having been in the very first Trinity Walton Club cohort.
Yeah, her decade-long view is incredibly valuable. It demonstrates how the skills, the mindset developed through STEM education, that have lasting relevance.
Even in seemingly different fields.
Right. Well, she shifted from chemical sciences to aviation management.
Her current role in compliance analysis at Sydney Airport.
Heavily relies on those analytical skills, the data analysis skills she honed way back in her STEM journey.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Seeing how those foundational skills become so transferable.
It really challenges the idea that a STEM background only prepares you for one very specific type of career.
Right. That ability to think critically, solve problems systematically, yeah. Analyze data.
Valuable assets in almost any profession.
Definitely. Okay, Freya's path. It started with an early spark in a primary school science project.
Which actually reached the BT Young Scientist exhibition.
Wow. That early success clearly set her on a trajectory towards STEM.
Yeah, that initial encouragement, that recognition, it can be so powerful.
And her 4 years at the Trinity Walton Club further broadened her horizons.
Right. It provided her with exposure to physics and technology that weren't available at her all-girls school.
Which is so important for broadening horizons, informing future choices.
Absolutely. And this ultimately contributed to her decision to study medicine at Trinity College Dublin.
And for Freya, medicine seems to be that perfect blend, right? Patient care and scientific inquiry.
Reflecting that kind of self-directed learning she experienced at the club.
It's interesting how those early experiences help you identify what truly motivates you.
It's about finding that intersection, yeah. Your interests and your skills.
Hmm. Okay, Hannah's entry into STEM had a bit of an unexpected twist.
Oh, yeah.
A science project on plants in first year actually won her a Best Communicator Award at SciFest.
Ah, okay. So not just the science, but communicating it.
Exactly. That recognition of her communication skills was pivotal.
Hannah's story beautifully illustrates that STEM isn't just lab work and calculations. Effective communication is absolutely crucial.
And her connection to the Trinity Walton Club came through a steam and ice summer camp.
Which she found via a creative writing program.
That's a wonderful example of those interdisciplinary connections.
It really is.
And her project-based learning at the club, plus her roles as a volunteer and educator there.
Further developed those skills, presumably. And interestingly, a guest speaker on nanoscience.
Had a direct influence on her choosing it at university after initially thinking chemical sciences.
It just shows the impact a single inspiring presentation can have, doesn't it?
It really does. Sometimes that one exposure, that one conversation.
Ignites a whole new interest and changes your path, yeah.
Okay, Kevin. His STEM journey began with just a natural interest in numbers and science.
Thankfully nurtured by encouraging teachers.
Always important. And his involvement with the Trinity Walton Club, right from the very beginning,
provided that structured environment and, crucially, a peer group who shared his passions.
Finding your tribe, as they say.
Exactly. And for Kevin, a specific project on water filtration using graphene was particularly impactful.
Really solidified his interest in STEM as a career.
Seems like it.
He went on to do a double major in physics and computer science.
Which is a powerful combination these days.
And now he's a technical officer in the physics department at Maynooth University.
Where his ability to blend those two fields is essential, supporting research through complex computing.
As research becomes more and more data-driven.
That intersection of physics and computer science is just becoming ever more critical. Kevin's path really demonstrates the value of pursuing multiple interests.
And how they can complement each other in a STEM career.
Definitely.
All right, Kate. Her early curiosity, even without a strong STEM focus at her all-girls school,
found an outlet through, a serendipitous discovery of the Trinity Walden Club.
A friend mistook a website, apparently.
Huh, that's great. It highlights the importance of just making these opportunities visible and accessible.
Totally. And her first hands-on tech experience, coding Arduinos at a club summer camp. That was a real turning point.
Yeah, that initial hands-on experience clearly sparked something significant.
It led her to study nanoscience at Trinity, drawn by its interdisciplinary nature.
And then a master's in advanced materials engineering.
And her final year project, focusing on biomimicry, 3D printing lotus leaf structures.
That perfectly exemplifies that interest in the practical applications of nanoscience.
And she's now working as a graduate engineer in semiconductor maintenance and processing.
Showing a really clear trajectory from foundational science right into practical industry application.
It's fascinating to see how that early spark, combined with the right opportunities,
can lead to such a focused and impactful career. Yeah.
Finally, we have Sarshu. Her journey into STEM was actually sparked by a targeted effort to encourage girls in these fields.
Right. Someone from the then-new Trinity Walton Club visited her all-girls school back in 2015.
Sarshu's experience really emphasizes the positive impact of that kind of proactive outreach.
Especially for encouraging broader participation in STEM, particularly for underrepresented groups.
And her 3 years at the club provided a supportive environment that actively fostered crucial skills.
Like group work, confident presentation, things like that.
While she loved chemistry in secondary school, pursued it at Trinity.
Her path took an interesting turn towards a master's in global change environmental design.
It sounds like her strong work ethic, which she developed through that challenging chemistry degree,
combined with her scientific background, gives her a unique advantage now
for tackling these really pressing environmental problems.
Absolutely. Her research on Tempelhof Airport in Berlin, using nature-based solutions, it showcases how a solid scientific foundation can be applied to complex interdisciplinary challenges like climate change.
Bringing a valuable scientific lens to environmental design.
Exactly.
So from coding traffic lights to researching magnetic monopoles.
From using songs to teach planetary order to designing sustainable urban spaces.
These glimpses into the Pathways series reveal the diverse sparks, the supportive communities,
unexpected turns, and crucial skills that shape a journey in STEM.
We hope these stories have offered you, the listener, a taste of the many ways one can engage with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
And perhaps sparked your own curiosity about the pathways ahead.
Complete episodes releasing soon.